On average, 37 children die in hot cars each year. It's a preventable problem, and a new bill in Congress would require that all new cars have reminders to check the back seat. Some car makers are working ahead of the legislation. Here's NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin with more on the problem and the technology that those car makers designed to avoid it.
It's been a hot summer. Already 35 kids have died in hot cars. In late June, a 2-year-old in Washington, D.C. almost added to those numbers. He was locked in a car in a Home Depot parking lot.
We were knocking on the window really hard. He wasn't responding to us.
Hakeem Carroll is a D.C. fire inspector who happened to be there and was called over by employees to help.
I decided to then break the window out. The child still didn't respond.
It was 88 degrees that day.
The kid still laid there limp. No response whatsoever. I was like, oh man, I started fearing the worst because that's so much noise. I mean, it could wake anybody up.
They got him out of the car and eventually were able to wake him up. This year, the death toll is on track to be higher than the average of 37.
We really felt that we had to do something that may help prevent some of these tragic deaths that we see.
Tricia Morrow is a global safety engineer at General Motors. She says their first approach was to use sensors that could detect a child or pet left in the back seat, but they just didn't work very well. So they went back to basics.
What's the first thing you do when you put something in the back seat? You open the door.
The feature is called Rear Seat Reminder. If you open a back door at least 10 minutes before you start the engine or while it's running, you get an alert when you turn the car off.
An audible chime sounds 5 times, and a Rear Seat Reminder message is displayed in the Driver Information Center.
The feature debuted in the spring of 2016, and now
it's actually standard on over 20 models across GMC, Chevrolet, Buick, and Cadillac.
Nissan just announced something similar called Rear Door Alert. That one warns drivers after they've left the car and are walking away. The Hot Cars Act in Congress is pretty bare bones. It says the Secretary of Transportation should issue a rule that makes new cars alert drivers to check the back seat. Neither the GM or Nissan systems do that very aggressively, and at this point, we don't really know what works to get someone's attention when a kid's getting left in the back seat.
Definitely, we need to kind of research this further.
Dr. Aditya Belwadi is a research scientist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He says researchers like him will need to study these alert systems being used in real life by parents to figure out what's most consistent and effective. Should it be car alarm loud? Should it be hard to dismiss somehow?
Is it an app? Will it still work if your phone is dead? Is it a warning? Is your car going to honk or, you know, lower the windows, switch on the AC, or call 911, and so on?
Back in 2012, Dr. Belwadi surveyed the technology that was available then to prevent hot car deaths. They were all aftermarket products and were pretty unreliable. He's excited about lawmakers and car makers getting involved in the effort.
Whenever we look at this technology, we talk about 4 different things. We talk about education, we talk about engineering, economics, and enforcement.
The 4 E's. The bill, he says, goes to the enforcement part. It can push car makers and car seat makers to take this on. He says until there's a technological solution, education is still the best tool to combat this problem. Always look before you lock.
Just being in the industry and interacting with parents from my own daycare where my kid goes, I see the increased awareness in people that, hey, this is a real issue and can happen to anybody.
Because technology can't do everything for us. We still have to try our very best to remember. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.